morning, I'm Kira Talala. Government has warned members of the public that if they do not adhere to its restrictions aimed at fighting the coronavirus pandemic, they risk a fine, a prison term, or even criminal prosecution. Following President Cyril Ramaphosa's declaration of the pandemic as a national disaster last week, government has imposed a number of measures in an effort to curb the spread of the virus. They include instructions that liquor outlets must not accommodate more than 50 people and must be closed between 6 p.m. and 9 a.m. on weekdays and Saturdays and from 1 p.m. on Sundays, which is today, and public holidays. Gatherings, including religious services of more than 100 people, have been prohibited. Any person who intentionally misrepresents that he, she, or any other person is infected with COVID-19 or who intentionally exposes another person to COVID-19 may be prosecuted. Dr. Llewelyn Kerr-Lewis is a law expert from the University of Pretoria.
The fact of the matter is, if you do not comply, then you are basically committing an offence for which there are certain penalties. In the instance, fine may be imposed and obviously imprisonment of no more than 6 months at a time. But that is obviously also on the impression that nothing was done intentionally or with a measure to basically put somebody's life at risk, because then in terms of our common law, you can still be prosecuted for things like assault or attempted murder or even murder if you knew, for example, you are infected and you intentionally exposed somebody else to such risk.
President Cyril Ramaphosa will meet the National Command Council today to